We're called Violent May.
Stories episode, I don't even know. I'm here with Violent May. It's Rebecca and Floyd, right?
Or Becky and Floyd, really.
Okay.
Rebecca was my birth name.
Actually, my name is Horace. You had that really wrong.
Well, Rebecca's fine.
Okay. You guys have a new album coming out. You guys did a campaign for it? Try to get some money up?
Yeah.
You made your quota?
We did. We went past it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was scary.
It was really scary.
It's real, yeah.
We were talking about that earlier today.
Why is it scary?
Just, you know.
Stressful.
Balls are flapping in the breeze.
Okay, we're going to edit that out.
Oh, we're
going to
edit that out.
No, that's safe.
Well, because we went with Kickstarter, mm-hmm. and you have to meet your goal. And I was telling Floyd, like, when we were talking about it early in the campaign, and watching watching the people donating and stuff was really awesome, but it was also like, damn, we got a cheap product here. It's not adding up fast. You know what I mean? But it's all good.
Cool.
Came through.
Feels like we're getting that rain that we're
for all you
waiting
we are.
At home, it's starting to rain right now.
It feels good, though. Uh-oh.
You just said the weather wasn't threatening.
I know I did. I was wrong.
I'm a goddamn weatherman.
So do you guys have a tour lined up for the new album?
No, but we're working on it. We have, we're going to play Mustang Festival in, on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where I'm from.
That's awesome.
And we've played it before, and really looking forward to doing it again. It's a really awesome thing. And then we're also playing CMJ right after that, so that's pretty exciting,
CMJ
too.
CMJ in Northeastern, yeah. And, yeah, we got, like, it's like spotty shows. We like to turn into a
yeah, we'll book in between and get
thing.
It going.
Yep. What's your favorite song on the album, on the new album?
Wait, Floyd, I'm curious what your favorite song is, actually, because Dan asked me this before, and I had an answer, and now I'm not sure of that answer.
My favorite song on the album.
Tough, isn't it?
The last one, because it's over. No,
oh.
No, okay, no, I like, I actually like, that's a strange question.
It's a good one, though.
Is it? Yeah,
it's
a good question.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to, at first, it was funny because when he first asked me, when we had that interview before, I said birthday, but it was partly because that song just means a lot to me. There's something about it. It's just this two chord thing that we get all crazy on, and it's very like rubato and loose feeling. But then Ian Cinco, the guy who was like directing a video we started working on for In the Sun, was saying Flame is his favorite tune now, and I was like, oh my god, I think that might be my favorite right now.
Okay, why is it your favorite?
Well, I think it's partly because it's a really cool a cool example of the band and the two of us playing off of each other.
It took a minute to get that one, like,
it did.
It was just the raw tracking of it, just get it to where we were like, yeah, the tempo's cool, and we like it was funny, like, track to record. And then, like, and I think both of us like how it came out, top to bottom, and it starts off quiet and it ends with a, you know, disassembling at the end.
So do you guys have any plans in the works for marketing and for distribution?
we do.
We're actually
we
on this topic right now.
We're actually like just
like I don't even know if we can like answer that because we might go one way or the other, right?
Yeah, we like thought like, we were going one way, and we're like, oh my god, I don't know.
Yeah, it's it's difficult. I mean, we could just like, you know, go out. Well, which we are, we're gonna go play shows and get outside and play, but it's like, how far you want to throw it.
Thinking about getting another party involved that would help us reach out, but it will cost money. We have worked really hard at saving, and we're just trying to weigh what we should do right now with that money. Of course, it's not that much, so anything we do is putting all your chips in a way, in this certain direction, and we're just
right
trying to figure it out.
How am I going to get my hair did?
Well, I mean, I feel like you guys can make it. You guys got an awesome sound. I mean, I came all the way out here just to see you, so.
You're sweet.
But
so many bands are great that, you know, that.
Nah. You guys, you have the style. Like, you guys just look cool up there playing.
He does.
The music. No, you guys, you both look cool there. I'll
right,
say
I
it.
Do.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that sounded like I was fishing for compliments. That's annoying.
No, you look pretty kind
of cool.
You look semi-cool, too. You look cool, too, if there's no one else around me.
Nice.
And there's
so, like when you walk into a bar and just you and the bartender.
You look great.
Awesome. Out of the two of you.
I just, yeah.
Who cracks
just,
the whip?
Who cracks the whip?
Yep.
I think we crack it on each other.
Yeah, I think we both do.
It's not, I mean, when you're in a duo, I can't imagine, unless it was like, I can't imagine, say Becky was just like, you know, cracking the whip on me and I was just like, oh, tell me when to show up. And like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's there's duos that exist like that. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But it's weird with a duo, though. It's like, you know, you only have the two people to lean on. And usually in a band of, like, five people, it's kind of like, oh, this person does a little more booking, and that person kind of does the merch thing, and this person does that. And when it's brought down to two people, it's easy to communicate, but all those things just kind of, like, rest on...
Yeah, and it tends to, we'll tend to like just shift back and forth a lot, you know, and then, you know, I mean, Floyd's actually been through this stuff more than I have with original bands. And so I learned a lot with the first record we put out. And so now I'm able to pull some weight where that goes a little bit more. But we definitely kind of shift back and forth according to who has time at that moment.
Yeah.
To read emails and respond.
All right.
Yeah, not late at night.
How about any cool stories? Do you have any cool stories of when you were recording or playing a show? Anything memorable?
Like, we recorded in a lot of different places this record. And one, there's this cool sound coming from the heat. And we actually set up a microphone to the vent.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Because it was such a cool sound. It was
We're in this room, and it was this kind of big open wooden room, and we were recording in because it sounded kind of cool. And the heat would click on, and you'd hear this, like, glung, 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 glung. And it was every time you're listening back, it's just faintly in the background, and it was crazy.
I'm actually a little sick of that sound, but I like the way we used it.
It's funny how it would match up with a lot of tracks, just
it
like,
did.
You know.
So what song can we hear that the most in?
And,
Kid.
Oh, yeah, that tune, Kid, we actually recorded it and threw it in there.
Yeah.
And that's all I can play. That's the new album or the last one you
did? The new album. Okay. Yeah. We had a lot of interesting things with this one because we came off of a little mini tour with Jose Oyola and the Astronauts, and we started recording right away. And we actually had to rethink the way we were playing a lot of stuff. Because we'd been playing it live for so long, and really the way you play it live is not always best for the album. So it was a lot of kind of going back.
So you mean you had to add stuff, or...?
No, we had to rethink a lot of our
tempos,
approach.
Arrangements, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Sounds like...
It didn't take that long, thankfully, you know, but...
It was like a slap in the face real quick, and we're like, okay. Let's just make sure we're, like, really digging in and not being like, yeah, that's how we play it, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, Tom Petty had this thing where he was saying, like, they put out a live album, it's the same, it's just everything's a lot faster.
Yep.
You know? And I just think there's something to that. When you play live, it just is a different thing that you have to bring the energy up.
I had to go through that. My band that I was in, Tomorrow Will Fall, we broke up, and then we decided to record everything without a drummer, so I did all the drums digitally myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the drummer back. He was having a hard time trying to figure out what the hell I was doing.
Mm.
And the tempo was so much slower on the recording.
Yeah.
Actually, we actually tried to do a video. And you know, when you do a video, you have to play to the recording, mm-hmm. or else it doesn't look real. We had a huge blow-up fight about whether we should do it to the recorded music or we should play it live. We had
a video like of you guys playing live, or like a narrative, like...
Yeah, like
whatever
a narrative
video.
Like, we'd try to do a music video.
Oh, right.
And it was such a struggle for everybody to agree on whether we should play it live, which would have been obvious, or have the drummer try to match up to the recording. It was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
But it was cool, though. We still
What'd you end up doing?
We recorded it both ways, and the drummer kind of winged it for most of it. The video actually never really got finished because they were having a hard time trying to match up the video to the audio. So
right.
I don't know. I think they said they finished it. They just tweaked some stuff, but
right.
It would have been a really cool video.
Yeah.
We had like a couple fire pits out. It's metal, so
yeah,
we had like fire pits all around, and we're like sweating our asses off in somebody's backyard.
I like
wonder
where
if
this
you
is
could
going.
Screw with the. Effects to make it like it doesn't matter if it's not quite in sync or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, our new video, the drumming doesn't line up. I'm pissed.
Well, speaking of videos, tell me about that video. I forget. You told me the name of it.
Man in the Country.
Yeah, Man in the Country. When you guys were in a like a frozen tunnel or something.
Yeah.
What was the story behind that?
That was a place we would just go near where Becky lives, and we'd walk out there, and you just walk in there, and the sound, you're like, whoa, sounds so cool.
Nice.
And then we, like, tested it out, like, I had an iPhone, and she sang with her guitar in there, and I hit a drum, just whatever, just to hear what it would be like. And they were like, what if we bring recording gear out here? Oh, and if we're out here with all that shit, why don't we have, like, somebody film it, so it's not like, yeah. So we don't have to tell the story to people. They could just see it.
Yeah.
And that's it. We brought a battery-powered recorder, 4 microphones, and played it, and then someone filmed it. And there's some, like, other narrative hocus-pocus around it, but that's us playing it in the cave, in the old mining cave.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It wasn't winter, it was cold.
It was cold. Yeah, there were, like, ice sculptures in there, amazing. And, the first couple takes, Floyd looked at me and was like, okay, Becky, you gotta rein it in, because you're, like, shivering in your vocals right now.
Did I say that?
Yeah, really? Because he could hear the mix better than me, and, he listened back in headphones, like, and he was yours sounded really shivery.
I was like, you sound a little cold.
Can you sound a little less cold?
Fuck up!
Like, oh, I'm cold.
You're like, I totally am.
Suck it up, pussy!
I know.
Actually,
and then it was great because we had to, I mean, carrying gear over there, I live on a farm, and we had to take the Kubota to, like, carry all our gear over there and stuff. Yep. It was like, it was pretty wild, those steps. And it took all day. Like, we probably spent like 8 hours total on the.
Yeah, yeah. Like, by the time we got everything in there, and
because you load it in on ice, you know, and you could slip and fall. And,
the floor of it was like an ice skating rink.
Oh,
parts
nuts.
Of it, like
and
a
then you
one with
carry,
a ramp, like then, a, on a angle.
Yes. And then you want to carry all the, you know, the drum cases and stuff out of there, so you don't see it in the video because it just doesn't look that good.
Yep. Were you trying to get it done in one take, or you were just editing? That must
no,
have been
we
in.
Did.
We did three or four.
We picked one take, but we did.
I think it was like
we did five or six, I think, but we picked one take.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe we did do five or something.
That would have been hard to get it down, line up the audio and the video in one take.
Well,
and it was weird because I was playing acoustic guitar that I borrowed from Route 7 where I work, and because. I needed a big, loud acoustic guitar to play on.
Something, yeah.
And I always play on electric, so that was weird too.
Death on my
Where did you guys record your album?
Current one?
Whichever. All right, the current one, yeah. The new one.
Well, the last one we recorded at Casa de Warrington. And then we did some...
That's Floyd's recording studio.
Yeah, that's in Hartford. Yeah, it's a house.
Old house.
Yeah, that's cool. By Jeff and Becky and I recorded it together. And then we brought it to... I have a mobile rig, and I brought it down to Becky's...
This one.
House.
Yeah.
We kind of did the same thing on both.
We did do. Yeah, that's right. We did do
that. Yeah, the same thing on both. Just recorded the basics and everything. There. And then brought it to
house. Is it like for different sound, for different songs? Or did you think about that stuff?
It's kind of nice being in a different place listening to the music.
Yeah.
Do you crash there too, or you just go and record?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's at Becky's house. Like, she lets me stay there sometimes.
Yeah, Floyd has a room. But we would also...
like, no, we're not.
We'd also have late sessions at Casa de Warrington too. That's a nice thing. That's one of the things we're so lucky about with this band is we're the whole thing in the recording process. So if we feel like doing stuff at 5 o'clock in the morning, we do. And
nice.
And it is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not, like, looking at the...
You don't have to worry
about... You're not looking at the clock. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about paying for studio time and all that bullshit.
Exactly.
Which we kind of did a little... Well, we did the rubber tracks thing. We did. We kind of had to, like, look at the clock. And there's something to be said about the urgency of that. It's cool, but...
That's true.
And we thought about going to another studio.
Yeah,
just didn't work out. I don't know. See what the next one brings.
Cool. I'm a bad actress, can't find a way to reach you. I'm a bad actress, can't find a way to reach you.
Oh,
famous bands would you like to go on tour with?
What popular Flaming Lips?
Nice. Yeah, that would be cool. I wish Courtney Barnett would have taken us on.
The drummer was like,
yeah, you guys should go on tour with us. And we're like, okay.
Like, yeah, let's
We'll sign up.
So who's Courtney Barnett?
She's actually blew up after we... She was blowing up when we opened for her, but she really, like, took off afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Really great guitar player and great band and really cool song.
Tough question. Give us some inspiring words for bands that are just starting out.
Like us? No.
Just pretend like you've already made it. You have a million fans and...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say?
I don't know. Just dig deep into your... I don't know.
Work harder.
There's a lot of... Yeah, work harder. There's a lot of heady peripheral conversations I think you can have at a band about, like, how do we going to do this and that? And, like, what?
And if you just go step by step and just, like, keep, yeah, like, we talk about that a lot. If you just keep going and you keep putting a lot into it, it does seem like it just kind of starts pushing you, and you just kind of keep going where it's pushing you.
Yep.
Right? We were talking about that.
It's cool to see, like, I don't know, like all the other music around you that sets a bar, which kind of makes it like the Wild West. You just, it's kind of open, like for you to just kind of like,
especially now. Chart.
You need to shoot the dart and then paint the bullseye around it rather than shooting the dart at the bullseye.
That was good. Wow. I dig that. Whoa, like, dude, did he ask you that question before or some shit?
You're like deep in shit.
I actually stole that.
That was good.
So what goals do you guys have as a group?
That's the funny thing is I don't think we have much concrete goals. I think it's like one of those things where it's almost like, what are you game to do if the opportunities come up?
So you guys are like adapting to whatever happens, basically.
Yeah, but we're still fighting and pushing for it, though. I mean, there's still, you can't just like sit on your couch and be like, well, I put it up on Bandcamp. You know, although I hate dogging out Bandcamp because Bandcamp
that's
great place for your music,
but you
really have to like try to think about, you know, knocking on people's doors and making tours happen, checking out other bands and connecting with other bands from other places and stuff like that. But also that part, you definitely don't want it to take over you because it can really kind of suck your soul out if you just do that.
Yep, for sure. That's where I'm at with Echopod Media. I'm pushing every day. I'm thinking about new things to do. I'm thinking about new ways to advertise and stuff, cheap or free. But I'm not letting it take over me because then I'll turn into an asshole and I don't want to do that. So,
right.
You guys, I think this is probably the 11th episode of Rock Stories. So it's not like I'm really into it yet.
Yeah.
So where do you guys see yourselves in 5 or 10 years?
5 years would be great to be like doing chunks of shows and tours where you can kind of be like, okay, I'm gonna go on the road from here to here, rather than like smatterings of them like continuously. That's really like,
yeah, more like definite space.
Yeah, that's really like nice way to like kind of like curate your life within all that, be able to do that and then have it be like to the point where you can just do that and then keep making the records that you want to make.
One of the cool things is we have gone on some little tours where I've gotten to see family and old friends, and that's one of my favorite parts of it, is you get to, you know, do that, and you have a total excuse for it, or, you know, you have, like, lots of reasons to do that.
I think, yeah, you more than
Yeah, I me. Know. Floyd's, like, met my whole family. Floyd's met more people in my family than my boyfriend Andy has.
They're like spread out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just don't tell them when I'm in town.
That's real. I've gotten to meet awesome friends of Floyd's too, and that's been super cool.
So you guys going to try to stay indie, or do you actually want to get signed by a major label?
Oh, like in the...
Are you talking about like getting famous, or...
I think that's so, like, nebulous. Like, I don't mean the question is, like, nebulous, but, like, it's just to the situation. Like, I don't know. It depends. And as long as we can feel okay with...
I don't know if it's possible for us to get big time.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be, like, playing with Taylor Swift or anything. I feel like there's, like, a huge gap between the top, like...
Right.
1% of music or whatever that is in that world. And then all the people that are like hit the bricks and like work really hard.
Yep.
And like, and so there's this kind of like gap. I don't think there's like much of a middle spot.
No.
And so since we probably won't be in the 1%.
But there are, I do think there are people, which is, seems like a great place to be. It'd be awesome if we could be in that place where you're making a decent living doing what you're doing, and you have enough of a following to do that. Yeah.
And you're working like for like that 100 true fans instead of a million fans that'll throw you away in a week.
Yeah, totally. Did he get a picture of our beers? Damn it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We're just drinking on the side of the building.
I'm afraid I've worn out my welcome in this town. Never gonna see you again. Well, I'm afraid I've worn out my welcome in this town. Never gonna see you again. Let it ring and listen to the message with your voice. Oh, mean you tell me to go to hell, but you know you'd go wherever I go. See, I let a man believe I'd love him someday, knowing all the while there'd be no such day. So soon I'll forget all these memories like stories from strangers of better and worse times.
Thanks for listening to Rock Stories. After you're done, please listen to Dead Tribe Paranormal, where we discuss anything and everything to do with ghosts and ghost hunting. We bring you in-depth interviews with integral members of the paranormal community and share stories of everyday people's encounters with the other side. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, a show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage.
Central Pod Media.